The manufacturing sector is still not firing on all cylinders.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The government told us today orders for durable goods, or items made to last more than 3 years, fell by 1% between May and June. That is the biggest drop in nearly a year. Now, those big-ticket items include aircraft, and Boeing today reported profits that fell 21% in the latest quarter. Sales were weaker as well. Economist Richard DeKayser of Woodley Park Research says, yeah, the numbers were lackluster, but...
The bigger picture shows that there's a rebound underway, offsetting weakness in defense, where, as you know, governments are trimming budgets. Has been a good rebound on the non-defense side, so they're making a comeback.
Boeing, of course, is pinning a lot of hopes on its new high-tech jet debuting in the coming months, one that it unveiled last week outside of London. While orders for new planes have been brisk for Boeing and its rival Airbus, many believe the days of two companies dominating the aerospace market could be numbered. Christopher Worth filed this report from the Farnborough Air Show.
Well, what a magnificent sight.
Visitors crowded in to catch a glimpse of Boeing's new 787 Dreamliner. The company has already sold over 800 of these big new jets. But despite their success, it's the smaller models the company developed in the 1980s that Boeing's Jim Prue says still dominate sales.
The single-aisle marketplace has been a very important market for us for a long time, and in the future it's going to be an even greater part of the market.
But both Boeing and its European rival Airbus have so far avoided putting out new single-aisle planes to replace their older ones. And now, manufacturers in Russia, China, and Canada are all developing new models to steal some of that market share. Ben Bohm is with the Montreal-based company Bombardier. He says over the past several decades, airlines have had to stretch or shrink their older, existing Boeing and Airbus models in order to cut costs and cram more people in.
And the biggest issue with stretching or shrinking in the aerospace industry is that it's inefficient.
He says the design of Bombardier's new airplanes will feel less crowded and use 20% less fuel than Boeing or Airbus. And emerging markets aren't far behind. The Russian manufacturer Irkut brought a full-size mock-up of its new plane to the Farnborough show. The company's president, Alexei Fedorov, says Irkut's planes will cost up to 10% less than its bigger competitors.
I think passengers and airlines will like this aircraft, and I think we have a very good chance to be in the market in 5 years.
And Fedorov points out that with Boeing and Airbus collectively saddled with around 4,500 back orders, companies like his will be able to deliver planes much more quickly. But that doesn't mean there won't be some turbulence ahead for these newcomers. Despite great expectations, Bombardier left the show without taking a single order for its new planes. In Farnborough, England, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are off right now, under 0.5% for the S&P and NASDAQ. The Dow now down about an eighth of a percent, 15 points at 10,521. European shares are pretty much lower as well, and Asian stocks were a little higher today. The Senate could vote on a bill to help small businesses as early as this week. Now, that bill would send as much as $30 billion to community banks. That would encourage them to lend to small businesses. But as Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports, some people say it's a pretty risky prospect.
Small banks are in a tough spot. They're supposed to be lending more, but they're also supposed to be tightening their lending requirements. The $30 billion from the government would make their balance sheets look like they had more cash. The more cash they have, the more they can borrow from other banks. Then they can lend that money onto small businesses. But critics say that kind of borrowing is too risky.
You know, if you push the credit risk off to the public sector, you know, you're likely to see more loans.
Elliot Stark works at Capital Insight Partners. It's an investment bank that provides services to community banks.
But you're also likely to see more losses as well as more and more marginal borrowers, receive credit. And, it's a gamble.
People in favor of the bill say those kinds of fears are overblown. Bob Coleman is editor of a trade newsletter that reports on small business loans. He says banks are in the business of figuring out who they should and shouldn't lend to.
They understand there's a risk, but they're in the job of mitigating risk.
The bill, which is part of a bigger package of aid for small businesses, could get voted on this week. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
The International Monetary Fund says China's yuan is undervalued, but it's praising Beijing's response to the global financial crisis. China's central bank announced in June that it would allow a more flexible exchange rate, but the private sector analysts say they expect the yuan to gain in value over time.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, committed to customer service with the option to reach a human being at any time at 877-247-ALLY by pressing 0.
The Spanish province of Catalonia has voted to ban bullfighting, saying it's barbaric and dangerous. The first region of mainland Spain to do so. But bullfight supporters say the sport is a vital tourist attraction. From Barcelona, the BBC's Sarah Rainsford reports.
Barcelona's main bullring is one of the oldest in Spain, but support for the bullfight, or corrida, has waned. Now the regional parliament has decided to ban the practice. Supporters say the corrida is an art form and that its ban could threaten the livelihood of thousands of people. But activists argue the practice is cruel and unacceptable and say most spectators in Catalonia these days are tourists. This animal rights activist says bullfighting is outdated and will eventually disappear altogether.
I think we will see it. We will see it within our lifetime. One community after another will accept that bullfights are barbaric and have no place in a modern and ethical society.
Whilst the official debate is over animal rights, many see this as a political move by Catalan nationalists to reject one of Spain's best-known traditions. And pro-bullfighting groups fear that a ban here could spark a wave of similar campaigns across the country. In Barcelona, I'm the BBC's Sarah Rainsford for Marketplace.
And finally, officials in New York City plan to once again bring up the topic of bed bugs today. Some parts of the city have been infested with the blood-sucking pests, costing all kinds of money and patients. An advisory panel has recommended the Big Apple create a job for one person to oversee the city's efforts to eradicate those pests. An entomology king. Yes, the bed bug czar. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. Check us out online at marketplace.org. Follow me on Twitter, ChiatakisMMR, in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.